Fixing a Broken Healthcare System. Welcome to the September 10th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. The Institute of Medicine is the latest organization to call for major changes in the way physicians get paid. The IOM says public and private insurers must start paying doctors based on value, outcomes, and improvement, not just for the tests they order or the procedures they do. New payment models should prioritize the patient's goals and support team-based care, they said. The panel of healthcare experts also wants to give patients more information about the cost of their care. Panel Chairman Dr. Mark Smith explains.
We need to have a financial environment in which providing high-value care is rewarded by payers, and that reward requires that their delivery of high-value care be known to everyone. That's why transparency is important, rather than reputation.
The IOM panel also noted that in 2009 alone, $750 billion was wasted on unnecessary services, excessive administration costs, and outright fraud. Elsewhere in Washington, health policy experts discussed the details of some of these value-based payment models. They noted that accountable care organizations, value-based payments, and bundled payments will soon be a reality for doctors. But they stressed that doctors and hospitals need a lot of flexibility in how they use the new models in clinical practice. They urged lawmakers to think long-term, because there likely won't be immediate cost savings with these new models. Meanwhile, Democrats and Republicans laid out their thoughts on the future of the healthcare system at their political conventions. Alicia Ault has more.
Under the platform adopted by the Republicans, Mitt Romney's first action as president would be to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The party also seeks to transition Medicare to a voucher program and fund Medicaid via flexible block grants to the states. Price transparency, choice, and competition are the Republican solutions for revamping the healthcare system. Also in the GOP platform, a push for tort reform. The Democratic Party platform is much less detailed. It calls on the party to oppose efforts to repeal health reform and to block grant Medicaid, but it also seeks to boost the physician workforce and support primary care. The platform does note, however, that Democrats will work with anyone to improve the health reform law.
Join us next week as Congress gets back to work. Lawmakers have already scheduled hearings on a number of hot topics, from state health insurance exchanges to the Physician Payment Sunshine Act. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.